Friends with Brews.
Okay, this is Friends with Brews. I'm Peter. That's Scott.
I am Scott.
And we are at Harpoon Brewery, and we each have a flight. And I already don't remember, but mine's not accurate because I ordered I've got a Boston Irish Stout, a Harpoon Dark, not the Mountain Ale, and the Harpoon Hoppy Brown. And I don't remember what the Mountain Ale was not.
Yeah, I've got the Seaport After Midnight, which I believe is the Stout. I've got the Mountain Ale, which is not the Mountain Ale. Isn't that what we just said? I've got the UFO White. And this says Hoppy Brown, but I don't remember it.
That's
no,
what
this
I got.
Is the Mud Thing.
Mud Season is the Hoppy Brown.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So
two of ours are the same.
The Boston Irish Stout. Yeah, that's a Guinness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if I didn't know better, I would say this is Guinness. It's like not like Guinness. It's
this
Guinness.
One here?
The Boston Irish Stout.
Oh, I didn't get the Irish one.
I did. I got Boston Irish Stout.
I got the
you
other
can tell
stout.
By the cream on top. I mean, like I said, if I didn't know this wasn't Guinness, I would say this is Guinness.
This is a good stout.
It's not like Guinness.
This is the Harpoon
is
Stout.
Harpoon Boston Irish Stout. What's yours say?
Mine says Harpoon Seaport After Midnight. This is the
that's
Seaport
different.
Stout.
That's not the same.
That's right.
This is also a good stout, but again, it's like Guinness.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll have to try
one of those. I haven't had Guinness in so long that I couldn't tell you.
It tastes like water.
Mm-mm.
I find stouts kind of watery. I think that's kind of funny because I find that stouts are not as stout as porters. When I taste a porter, I'm like, ooh, that's a stout
that's
drink.
That's true.
You know, so I think
agree with you on that. Porters are a little much for me usually.
Yeah, but I do like it. Now, I have the Harpoon Dark. Did you get the Harpoon Dark?
I don't know. This says Harpoon Mountain Ale, which I'm guessing is the dark.
No, Harpoon Mountain Ale, because I have Harpoon Dark. I also have Harpoon Mountain Ale on paper, but it's
I didn't get the dark. I got the UFO White instead.
Right.
And then I got the Mud Slide. Whichever one of these is the Mud Slide, I'm not sure. This one says Harpoon Mountain Ale. This one says Harpoon Hoppy.
The Hoppy Brown is the Mud Season.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm on to the Harpoon Dark. I like this better. There's more flavor than the Harpoon Boston Irish
Stout. I can't tell because I'm such a lightweight these days that beer's already going to my head.
The Harpoon Dark feels there's more to it. There's definitely more flavor.
There's more flavor.
No question.
I don't know. I like this. I like the Seaport Stout better.
Okay. And I like the Dark Stout or the Dark better than the Boston Irish Stout. So we're flipping around, but we're not comparing the same beers yet, which is okay.
Now I'm getting the UFO White.
You're getting the UFO White, but I'm moving on to the mystery beer.
I think
which
this
is
probably
not
right in the way.
The Mountain Ale. So I don't know what I don't remember what I ordered.
This is a good little ale. It's nice and light. This is a very different drink.
This is better. Okay, mine are getting better as I go along, and I don't think it's because I'm getting drunk yet, but
it is.
Got about 2 ounces of beer in me, so. But this is the Harpoon Mountain Ale label, but it's not the Harpoon. I forget what it is that I heard.
Peter, you either are getting drunk already or you have physical problems because I think you wet your pants already. No.
But I forgot what it was before I even started drinking.
I know.
But it's the best so far.
This is a nice ale. This is definitely a different drink, as you may have
heard. White. That's their Hefeweizen, or their white ale. That's their trade signature, along with their IPA, I guess, because everyone says that IPA.
You could drink a lot of these, let me put it that
way. I have drunk a lot of those.
These, you couldn't drink so many.
No. There's a natural limiter.
Yep.
All right, and then finally, the Hoppy Brown. Now, I don't like hoppy, but I do love a strong brown ale, and this is apparently an 8.4% ABV, I think, which is pretty, it's up there.
I will be interested in hearing your thoughts about this one.
Surprisingly, I like it. Now, it's, as I first sniff it, I can smell the piney, hoppy smell.
Yeah, I don't.
Which I don't like.
No.
But.
So I'll be honest.
Okay, you know what? It's on the second sip.
On the seventh day at Venice?
Getting more of the piney hoppiness, which I don't care for as much.
I don't like this one. This is the least favorite of all of them.
I concur.
Yeah.
But it has more personality than the Boston Irish Stout.
It has more personality. It's just a really bad one.
Well, like Bill Cosby said, and I know we're not supposed to talk Cosby because he's a criminal, etc. But he was a funny guy back before we knew that. He said, when you take cocaine, it brings out more of your personality. And he's, yeah, but what if you're an asshole? There you go. This one has more personality. Going back as a palate cleanser.
Yeah, I'm going to finish this one so that I don't have to drink it anymore.
Yeah, so that pretty much washed away all the flavor because there's nothing. This just neutralizes everything. I think the third one, which again is a mystery beer at this point, which I think is your second beer.
When she comes back,
we got to ask her, what did we get?
Kim? I think her name is
Kim. I don't remember the name of the beer. You expect me to remember the name of the waitress?
But that's because what it says on the ticket isn't what it really is.
I know.
But she said her real name, I assume, unless she's working under an alias.
She also said the real name of the beer, and I don't remember it.
It is possible that she's on a witness relocation program, and that's not her real name.
Her name could be Har. You know,
her name is Har.
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 Har. I'm back to the other...
By the way, people, I have a Wagyu burger coming, and Peter has.
Chicken thighs sandwich. Yes, I did not get the goat, which is the fried chicken sandwich, because I didn't think... I'm doing fried potatoes, but I'm not doing the fried sandwich.
Right. By fried potatoes, you mean French fries. Yes.
Pommes frites, if you will. Okay, this is good. Should we keep torturing our people for a whole episode, or should we talk about another topic?
Let's talk about another topic. What do you want to talk about, Peter?
I don't know. What are we preparing to talk about? Let's prepare.
Let's prepare. You're always preparing.
If we don't prepare, that's the thing. It's most of our episodes, we don't prepare. We just talk.
By the way, most of our episodes were like, what is it, 2,500 miles apart?
Approximately.
Yeah.
Give or take. Mm-hmm. But here we are recording live in person for the second time.
Yep.
Second time, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because we did it when, remember when Anna made Mary and Barry pie or whatever it was?
If I were desperate, you were bear. So let's rate these.
Okay.
So my Harpoon Boston Irish Stout, I'm giving it a side thumb. It's good for what it is, but it's not my thing. I'm not a huge Guinness guy, right? If you like Guinness, you'll like this because you won't be able to tell the difference, I assure you.
Guinness is Irish, right?
Yeah.
I hope Irish come here to kill you now.
So there's nothing going on there. So it's a side thumb for the first beer for me. What about you?
I like this one. This one is a stout, but it's the Harpoon Seaport Stout.
After Dark.
Oh my God.
Stout.
Are we confused?
You're spilling your beer and you've drunk like half of it and you're still spilling some.
I'm spilling my words.
Okay, number two, the Harpoon Dark. This is a thumbs up. There's much more flavor in this. I don't know what this is, the dark, which you took... Our witness relocation waitress relocation program took the beer list, so we don't have the descriptions of all of
this. A waitress relocation.
There is. I think you get fired and you can move on to another. The Harpoon Dark, I approve. This is good. It's a dark ale, I think.
This says Harpoon Mountain Ale, so yours is different.
But mine says Harpoon Mountain Ale, too. That's this one. It's the same beer. But we don't know what it is. But it's not the Harpoon Mountain Ale.
Punkai.
Strope?
Are you trying to remember German right
Storp.
Now?
Storp. That's Prost's backwards.
Oh. You know what language I think would be harder than hell to learn is freaking Dutch.
Dutch. Friggin' Dutch. Is that friggin' a dialect? Dutch,
yeah.
As opposed to Pennsylvania Dutch.
What were we just talking about?
Oh man, we were talking about the reboot. We were reviewing.
This is the worst episode ever.
Worst. This is the best.
We don't drink very much anymore, you guys.
That's the thing. We started this beer. I was drinking like three philosophers, which is a 9.7 ABV. You're drinking,
and we were handling it.
You were drinking two beers per episode. I won't say I was handling it. I was drinking it, but I was not.
But we weren't this bad.
I was definitely this bad on occasion. Oh, yeah. There, you'll go back. Oh, the food's coming. This is going to be fun. All right. Stand by.
That's great. So,
thank you. Well, you be careful. You might get on camera, too, which is perfectly fine. He's got the Wagyu burger.
Yes.
I've got the chicken thighs.
Thank you.
Oh, chicken thigh.
You're stealing my food.
I'll steal your food. I want your food and I want mine. Thank you.
Two questions, if you want to be on camera. Your name was?
My name's Kim.
You got it right. That's great. So you remembered her name. Yep. Neither of us can remember. What did we order that's not the mountain ale?
That is called Big Toasty.
Big Toasty. Yes. And what's the description of the Big Toasty?
It's an English strong ale.
English strong. Thank you. Yes, it's an English strong ale. This is Mud Season.
Yes.
This one is my least favorite. I drank it early so that I could.
Yeah, Mud Season is, we've decided, is both our least favorite.
Okay. It's
Big
too hot.
Toasty is good.
It's a lot happy for them.
I got the not Guinness, not at all Guinness, but totally Guinness.
It's the Nitro Line.
And he got the other dark.
The Seaport. This is good.
Stout. Very good, right?
Yeah.
That one's better, he says.
Yeah, it's a lactose stout. It's got a cocoa nib and vanilla in it as well.
All right.
A little sweet, a little great.
Cool. See, we decided to call the experts to tell us what this. I'll probably get one of my own.
Yeah. So I'll definitely have another one.
We were wondering if you would be able to help, and you did. Yeah, so this is great. Now you're going to be famous. Our tens of listeners are going to know your name, and now you're famous.
There you go.
So.
Come see us at Harpoon.
Yes. Awesome. Harpoon, yes. The official brewery of the Friends with Brews podcast.
Thank you.
You need anything else for your meals, my friends?
I think we got everything I need right in here.
Right in here for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Enjoy.
So after you finish these, what are you going to do? Are you going to get more beer?
If I'm still vertical, that's a qualifier.
Oh, my God.
So do you need mustard? I don't need mustard, but I definitely need pepper, and I need ketchup, and I need Cholula. Oh, you know what, Kim? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to steal someone else's Cholula.
I don't know what he said because I can't hear anymore because I'm drunk. I'm having a Wagyu burger.
All the Cholulas are almost empty here.
This is Wagyu.
Well, show your Wagyu. And isn't a Wagyu, isn't there a Y in there?
Yeah, it's Wagyu. I said Wagyu.
You keep calling it Wagyu. I'm like, I'm surprised you're not calling it Magu, like Mr. Magu.
All right,
for food noms, I need to log this, but I can't take a photo of it. Can you take a photo of my food for food noms? I'm really curious to see how food noms logs this thing. It's like, oh, that's 40,000 calories.
Mine is 50,000.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'll send you your photo.
So are we going to eat on camera while we continue this episode?
Yep.
Cool. Sorry, dear listener. Oh, this fry fly is amazing. Wow. Did you try
this beer is hitting me so hard that I don't even know how to send this photo to you. And by the way, today we were installing Sophos firewalls and configuring things, and now I don't even know how to send a photo.
That's awesome. The fries are really good.
They are good. These are amazing.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay. I do want the food closer to me than the beers at the moment, though, so I'm moving this aside.
Yep.
So the English style ale, I do like. This is...
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think I got that one.
Yeah, you did, because it's in the Mountain Ale. Or unless we have two lies.
So this one.
Yeah.
All right, let me try that.
Yeah, the English style ale. I like that one.
Right. I like this one, too. I do not like it as much as the After Midnight Seaport.
The Seaport Stout.
I like the Seaport Stout. That is just good stuff.
Yeah.
I also like the UFO White. Totally different kind.
Yeah,
very good.
Absolutely. For some reason, I was in a dark beer mood, though. So that's why.
You're in a dark mood.
I went that way.
You're in a dark mood, people.
Oh, these fries are good. Wow.
Doing network equipment swap outs puts you in a dark mood. By the way, if you ever need to engage professional services from Sophos, Mark is your man. He is so good.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Yeah. No, you... I'm telling them. You know this. You were there. Jesus. You're on track.
Ah! Making a mess of things.
Hey, you are, Joe. I cannot believe how
I'm not drunk,
fast.
I play one on the internet.
I can't believe how fast and how hard these beers hit me. Big time.
Now you know how I feel every time I drink beer.
Same here. I'm a lightweight now. By the way, speaking of lightweight, you are in amazing shape.
Well, thank you. I'm actually up a few pounds.
I am definitely up a few. I need to lose 10 right now.
But I figure with all the running I'm doing, and I will soon be training again for the Authentic Marathon from Marathon to Athens.
Authentic?
That's the name of the marathon. It's the Authentic Marathon. Can I tell you that?
In Greece?
Yeah. That's I'm going to do that in November.
That's what they call it?
The authentic marathon.
If I was Greece, I would call it We Were First, motherfuckers. Marathon.
Oh, you don't know? Authentic, that's Greek for We Were First, motherfuckers.
That's good.
For you. That's my next goal.
Hey.
I'll be running the authentic marathon.
You speak any Greek?
Very little. So I'm going to start practicing that, which means my German is going to be suffering.
I assume your father spoke Greek.
Yeah, that's the thing. My parents, my father, as most of our listeners probably know, my father was from Athens. My mom was from Stuttgart. And as a result of that, I grew up speaking English.
That is not as a result. They could have, one of them could have taught you their language and you could have used it with the other one.
Yeah, so dad was from Greece, mom was from Germany, and therefore in the house we spoke only English. And I...
Fantastic, yes, absolutely.
Special cameo by Kim, photo bomb. That was, when I was a kid, I was like, you know, the only complaint I had about my parents was that they didn't teach me their own languages. That was the only, growing up as a child. I should have been trilingual by the time I was 8 years old.
Here's an interesting story. Anna, my wife, she's half Korean. Her mom is Korean. Her and her brother hated, like, they didn't like Korean food. They hated the kimchi thing. They hated all that stuff when they were little. They didn't want to learn Korean. Now my wife wants to learn Korean. Now she loves kimchi. Now she loves Korean food. And there's even the possibility that we will try to live in Korea. However, I will say this in her defense. Kids have terrible taste.
Yeah, oh, totally. Kids don't know anything. I'm just polishing off this bottle of Cholula.
What is that?
Hot sauce.
This is the drunkest FWB we've ever done.
We're going to have to be here for a while before I can drive us.
Yes.
So I guess we've got to order more beer.
Because Peter ripped apart his self-driving thing. He destroyed it.
I did. Yeah, so that's a problem. A while ago, I had to remount my Comma 3, the self-driving, open source self-driving hardware in my Kia.
Yep.
And I bought some double-sided 3M tape, supposedly made for this sort of application. And it lasted like an hour, and then the camera fell off and it's hanging by the USB cord.
Yep.
Which I'm sure is great for the connector.
Oh my God.
So, went back, searched on Amazon, found some other 3M double-sided tape specifically made for like dash cams and things. And I bought that, and it still doesn't hold it full. So I'm like, ugh.
Peter's like, eh.
Are you serious?
Are you serious right now?
So, yes. So that's what happened there. Meanwhile, I got a note that my scheduled task has succeeded, and my non-iRobot, non-Roomba, Uninel robot vacuum at home is starting.
By the way, in the episode that I'm editing right now, your Roomba makes many cameos.
The Uninel. It's not the Roomba.
Sorry, the Uninel. And I will say that it knows very little about your floor, given the square space that you have. It's just hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I sent you the map. Didn't I send you the map of what it looks like? So the room is vaguely shaped like this piece of paper, this rectangle. But the map of the room that the Roomba, that the non-Roomba robot thinks of, is like this piece of bacon.
Yes. It's not even that big. It's way less.
But it's also a little more. It's about that same shape, though. It's that irregular size, which I just think is hilarious. Oh, my God. There is so much dressing on this. Wow.
Yeah. I've got juice running all over my
food. Noms is going to have to up the. Well, I think that's mustard, though, right?
Or is here? Food Noms.
Yeah, up your aspirations.
By the way, I told you that.
This is huge.
I told you what my daughter thinks about the Food Noms AI, because like she's had it try to take portions. It's like, it has no sense of scale.
But it's
So, on that note, what I was doing a few months back is I would use the Measure app on the phone, which I can't do right now because I'm recording.
Oh my God. I don't want to hear
measure the size of the portion.
Oh, good.
I'd say like this morning. I did this morning at breakfast.
We're still talking about food.
I said, this is a 7-inch baguette. Which is slightly above average for a baguette.
And I was like, I was really hoping you would tell me this was 13 inches.
I can't hold
all the other ones.
So, I'm sorry. I was just going to savor the flavor here and pretend that I'm drinking alone.
That's usually what people want. After they see me, they're like, I'm drinking alone.
So I would measure it, and then I would ask Claude or ChatGPT, estimate the size and the weight and the nutrition facts of this sandwich based on such and such. At the very least, I would estimate the weight, and then I would pass that to FoodNoms. So, and I found that helped it for a little while. But in general, I don't know, FoodNoms will often take a stab at something, but I sent you the other day, it was like, truffle fries. And it's like, yeah, one serving of truffle fries, 4,318 calories. I was like, fortunately, I ate like 1/10 of that.
Oh. This burger is very good. This place is really good, you guys. If you ever come to, where are we at? Vermont.
We're out in Vermont, yeah.
Yeah, you should come here.
Yeah, if you ever come to Vermont, there's food.
What's the full official name? Harpoon?
This is the Harpoon Brewery in Vermont. Yeah.
Look it up. Go there.
It was the Catamount Brewery. And Catamount filed for bankruptcy.
And Harpoon.
Now, remember exactly what happened if Harpoon was like using the same bank as the one that they were defaulting on their loans to Catamount to or something, but someone brokered a deal.
Oh, someone said, hey, I know so-and-so.
I know a guy. And as a result, Catamount is still a thing. And so there's even a Catamount IPA on the menu, which if you like IPAs, you might want to try.
But meanwhile, the Catamount people they committed suicide.
Did they?
I don't know, I'm asking.
No, you didn't. That didn't sound like a question. That sounded like a statement.
Well, I mean, okay, the name lives on, but the owners don't.
We don't know that. You just said that as a statement again.
They're dead.
They could have become shareholders for all we know.
They're not shareholders. The only thing they're holding is their despair and their emptiness.
Again, statement coming from Scott.
I'm just telling you what would happen if I went bankrupt.
Okay. Dear listener, I've never asked this in sincerity before, but would you please contribute to our tip jar? Any amount you have, even if it's $1, so that Scott doesn't go bankrupt and kill himself.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh my God. I'm getting full.
You've eaten all of your burger. And almost all your fries. I barely gotten to half
a bite. I'm a fast eater. Here's the thing. When I was a young man, which has been a long time ago, I had a job in a video store that did not give breaks. And so when I needed to eat lunch or whatever, I just had to scarf it down. Ever since then, I've just eaten way too fast.
Sounds like being in the Marines.
Yeah, except without getting shot at.
Well, there's that. I mean, it's good that you weren't getting shot in a video store, but I wouldn't put it past some of them. Do you think that's true for all aspects of the military?
What, getting shot at?
No, having to eat fast between breaks and things.
No, I don't. I don't think anybody in the Air Force ever had to eat fast.
Space Force?
The Space Force has never done anything. Actually, are there people who are members of the Space Force?
Space Force is a thing. We have a thing. Trump made it in his first term.
Yeah, but are there people or are there just leaders? Are there just people who say, here's what we would do?
Leaders aren't people?
In this case, no. Holy cow. The problem with drinking, besides the fact that I'm lightweight and I get drunk immediately.
That's a problem?
No. Yes. Because A, I want more food, and B, I want more beer. And those are problems.
The problem with drinking is I want to drink more.
And I want to eat more.
Well, there's the problem.
Coming out of there.
A couple of drops, one at a time.
Oh my God.
Patience, my friend, patience. Did I hear correctly though? Are we supposedly creating a tech force as well? So is he like the cyber force?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is this like the Sam Altman's of the world? What are you talking about?
No, I heard somewhere, I thought that someone was proposing a cyber force. I'm not kidding. I'm totally serious.
They have dismantled. What is our...
Hey, but we're talking about the military, Scott. We need more military.
What is our national...
Animal? The eagle.
No, what is our national security posture group?
The NSA? Homeland Security?
No, I'm talking about the people
Defense Department.
No, I'm talking about the people that advise on security issues. They've basically been dismantled.
CISA.
Yeah, CISA, yes.
Yeah, but that's because they told Trump that, you know, he actually lost the election fair and square. Tech Force
actually, no, that's not what they said. What they said was there was no voter fraud.
Right.
Which equates to the same thing.
Correct.
All right, Peter, I'm going to, because out of these three left, which...
You've only drunk slightly more than half of your beer.
I don't even know the name of this one anymore. This says...
That was the English...
No, this says Mountain Ale.
Right, which means it was the English ale, because I have that same one.
So I like that less than these other two.
Yep.
So I will drink it now and get rid of it.
So should I drink the one that I don't like on the bend?
Get rid of it. Get the hoppy hell out of here.
Or I could just not drink it.
Well, that is true. That's a choice.
It sounds good.
Peter, everything here is amazing.
Are they playing Culture Club? They're playing like classics of the 80s here, except I think they were playing a song by Def Leppard in their like... revival or whatever they're coming.
You know what's hilarious? I was thinking I should go to the bathroom and wash my hands, but I have this mic on and I don't know what happens if I turn it off and then I try to turn it back on again. So if I go in there, people are going to hear me washing my hands. So they're probably going to hear some guy farting in the stall. So I don't know what to do.
We could call this an episode and stop recording.
There's going to be some guy in there screaming, "It burns!" Sorry, listen. Watcher.
So.
Yes.
Claude Code, do you think it's getting dumber recently?
I do think it's getting dumber in some ways, and Theo's critique that it wants to quit, it keeps asking, are we done?
We saw
can
that.
Can I go home?
We talked about that on podcast. It's
3 p.m. Can I go home?
Question. At what point... Is there a point where Claude Code gets so dumb?
Now, I think what happens is, I do believe that Anthropic is trying to manage available compute.
Right, right. But what if they throttled it so hard, would you switch to OpenAI, to Codex or ChatGPT?
There would come a point eventually, but it would have to noticeably affect my projects.
What is that point? What's the threshold?
If it constantly said, so for a while it wouldn't research anything. Like it wouldn't go search the web.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's outside of my scope. I'm really made for coding stuff. Right?
Yeah, and I made a memory. I said, save this to your memory. I don't care if you don't know something. What I don't want you to do is project something as fact, but you haven't actually searched to find out yet. Mm-hmm. And now every time I ask it a question, it says, I'm not gonna assume I know, I'm going to go search.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've forced it to go search quite a bit.
Yep.
But if it got to the point where it really wasn't searching anymore, And if it got to the point where it really wasn't thinking about stuff and I had to keep telling it stuff over and over, like for a while, you had the same problem where it wouldn't do a freaking git commit. And I was like, first of all, if
it would if I told it to.
Right. And I'm
but it
like,
do it automatically.
I'm like, if it has a server and a client component, you mm-hmm. have to do the push
mm-hmm.
or I can't get it on the server end or vice versa, whatever. And okay, fine. If it kept doing that, that would be a problem. Yep. So yeah, there is a point where if it came down to it, I would say, okay, they're sacrificing Claude for whatever else they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably try. I don't like it, OpenAI as a company.
Yeah, OpenAI is, they're up there on the evil spectrum. Now, thing is though, like I'm going through the Anthropic Claude architect training. I don't intend on taking the exam because as we mentioned, I don't know if on this podcast, but it has a 6-month duration if you take that certification. I was like, okay, if I was looking to become a certified, you know, an AI architect somewhere, sure, not.
I understand why Adam said a year, but I also was like, that's way too ambitious for AI.
Yeah, but one of the things I learned was like, you know, the Claude MD file, that is authoritative. That is supposed to be the first thing that it reads every time.
And a lot of times it doesn't.
And it just ignores it.
Yep.
And I'm like, huh, well, that's not cool.
Right.
So if they're putting it out there, the Claude MD file reads this and it'll do everything, keep it concise and short, alter, you know, the ultra important points and stuff right here, and it's ignoring them. That tells me the tool is really unreliable.
Yeah. I guess my question is, I haven't used ChatGPT or Codex in long enough that I don't remember if it constantly refers to its agents.md religiously. Like, is it any better?
Right. That's the thing. But what I'm not concerned about is if it didn't, and it's not supposed to, I'm okay with that. But if the documentation and the education and the training says, this is what we do, and it just ignores that, that's not cool.
I think the purpose of agents.md is supposed to be the same as Claude.md, which is you go read this, you know, whether it be the global one, or first read the global one, and then read the local ones. It's supposed to daisy chain. That's my understanding.
And Claude is supposed to do that with every iteration over a prompt.
Yeah.
So every time. And also I was watching Nate Herc's channel.
Well, or at least at the beginning of a session.
No, every time. Because so he said on Nate Herc's analysis of it. Herc.
Why does he hurt?
Why does he Herc?
Hurt.
No, it's Herc.
Oh.
H-E-R-K.
Okay, so he doesn't hurt.
Oh, he Hercs.
Okay, good.
Totally different.
Yeah.
He said that it is reloading your entire session every iteration. So if you say hello and ChatGPT says hello, and then you say hello again, it's going to read hello, hello, hello through the whole time.
Yeah.
And your Claude MD files.
Yeah.
With every single session.
Here's my question.
So they're exponentially increasing in size.
Can't they develop some kind of stateful sessions? Why does this have to be stateless? Why does everything have to be passed back and forth every time? And why has no one revisited this? Why can't we have sessions? Stateful sessions. Is it because...
I mean, they're trying to accomplish that with memory, right?
Yeah, but it's still a stateless session, and so it has to pass all that back every time. I guess what I'm wondering is why can't it remember that you're in a specific session and just hold on to that information?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either.
It's like it's UDP.
Yeah, I guess that's the problem, right? It's all happening over HTTP.
But I was joking. I was being facetious about the network infrastructure. I don't think that's actually the reason. Because if I was typing out with a terminal, like logged in directly to the machine running a local model, that doesn't have to run over HTTP.
Well, not to a local model, right? I don't know. I should research that.
Because,
but I think
you
they
can have you can have stateful protocols running on top of HTTP.
You can.
Right.
I guess. Yeah. I guess what I'm wondering is why they don't. Why they don't have a session, a real session.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to research it. Presumably, these people are a lot smarter than I am, regardless of the fact that Anthropic can't write software, according to Theo. And I kind of believe him, honestly. Dude, they shipped... So, I like the Claude code that's in the Mac app, that's in the desktop app.
Yep.
But it definitely is buggy. Like, if you use their dictation, it would put it into... You could have split pane sessions. It would put it into all those sessions that were open. And they did fix that, finally. But it's like... It does seem like they don't test the code that they ship.
That is just, they're definitely rushing stuff out the door. It's like crazy.
Yep.
And, you know, I know I'm seeing that with like the flurry of new vendors every week with a new AI-based something.
Yeah.
But everyone's just like, and that's been a thing though we've talked about in the software industry now for decades. It's just like rush to features, 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 not stability and reliability.
Peter, speaking of reliable, I know, and I finished mine, and I'm not, look, you can look at this two ways. One, Scrubbles is a glutton. Two, Peter's slow.
Hey, I may be slow, but
Scott Wilson is a glutton.
I can run a half marathon in under 2 hours.
Scott Wilson is a glutton.
I may be slow, but he's a glutton.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So,
I will say
that's a good episode. I think we could cap the episode on that point right there.
Me being a glutton.
I'm slow, and you're a glutton.
I will say this. I understand a lot of the negatives. AI is a weird topic because people either think that you are AI filled, and you don't see the negatives and the downsides. You know, it's extremism. Like, you can't talk about AI without people thinking that, oh, you must love everything about AI. You believe in AI even though it's stupid, blah, blah, blah. I can tell from a lot of the people who critique AI, they would be more valid if they actually knew what AI was like.
If they used AI?
Yeah, because a lot of their arguments are just dumb or they don't apply except to, like, the free ChatGPT or whatever. Having said that, what they don't understand is that just because we use AI doesn't mean we don't understand the problems with A, the companies, and the fact that it requires so much to build these models. We do. We understand.
We do.
But anyway, but there is real value to be had, and I think a lot of people don't understand that there is value to be had. They can do things.
They can. I wish that it didn't, you know, like, require, like, a whole power plant to run these stupid things.
But the problem is that I'm actually a little unclear on how bad it is. It is bad, but we do a lot of other things on a continuous basis that are also just as bad, if not worse. I'm not saying we should... I'm not... And that does sound like whataboutism, but what I'm saying is I am interested in understanding the true scale of... like how bad it is compared to other things.
Yep. I agree. We do a lot of other things that are bad, like wireless chargers.
Yes.
Yes. But it's a quality of life and, you know,
very inefficient.
So we do it. We also like to drive cars.
I don't like to drive cars. I used to love to drive cars.
We as a society like to drive cars.
You know what's funny? Ever since I got the hybrid...
And it's not good for the environment.
Ever since I got the hybrid, I drive like a grandpa. So I'm always looking at my eco mode. I want to get... I want to be as much on battery as possible.
Yep.
I want to get the highest mileage possible.
Yep. I try to get as much out of my EV as possible, too. So I get that.
Every now and then, I bust back into binary throttle mode. It's either on or off. Very rarely.
Binary throttle mode. Yep. You heard it here first.
Yep. All right. I should probably wrap this up so I can go wash my hands and so we can order more beer.
I think we should. So, dear listener, if you want to see I guess maybe we're going to cut it here.
Yep.
But we'll have an after show where we'll drink more beer.
We will, yeah.
Only for our paying subscribers.
Actually, that is a good... This is the time to launch Patreon.
And look at this. This is like a set of like wind chimes. Flutes.
We're doing okay. He's not doing very well.
I think I'm doing...
See which one you like the
very
least.
Very
sweet. Yeah, that's...
See, I drank that one the first because I liked it the least. I wanted to savor the other ones.
Yes. You can take that away.
Okay.
Would you like another pour of something?
Yes, you know what? I don't know what yet.
I think I better go with the light one.
You're
because,
light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's like 4.5%?
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to fall down and hurt myself. I liked this one too, the dark.
But fake Guinness is only
Sun like Seaport.
The Seaport, yeah.
Really good.
We got those in 4-pack cans in case we want to take some home.
Do you?
And then, of course, we have the UFO white. That's
we
one
do.
Of our flagships.
You can't take it home.
This home, yes.
I can take it home. You can't. Oh, well, you could check it in your bag. That's right.
We can take it back to the Airbnb.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't, but you can't take it to Portland.
No, I can't.
But you could check it. You could check it.
I could check it.
You could check it. So you could take it home.
Yeah.
I could drink them tonight.
That is true, yeah. That is true.
That's why Peter and Scott never were heard from again.
Yeah, we never worked again.
So, yeah, maybe we will release the second round as a subscriber-only, paid-only feature. So if you're really going to see what happens.
On Patreon.
Patreon. General Petraeus. General Petraeus.
Oh my God. Wait, is he the guy that cheated with the reporter? Oh my God.
You remember, we podcasted about that. That was on, I think, Speeding in Reverse. It was on, anyway.
A long time ago.
Anyway, dear listener, if you don't want to pay us, well, fine. Be
you're
that
not
way.
Alone.
Be that way.
Yeah, you're not alone.
But you can still find us at friendswithbrews.com. And from there, you have links to all of our other endeavors. Scott's at scottwilsey.com.
Yeah.
Saw66.com.
Yep. No, not anymore.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Oh, thank you.
And Kim is at
you can
Kim.
Find Kim at Kim
Harpum.
There you go.
In Windsor, Vermont. You can find me at nicolaitis.com. PeterDoesYoga.com, PeterDrinksCoffee.com, PeterRuns.com.
Peter runs while drinking yoga at coffee.com.
I haven't done PeterDoesSecurity.com, but I might have to do that too at some point.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's where you can find both of us. And until then, would you do the honors of, I started us off, so would you walk around and push the big red button?
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
I have to go wash my hands anyway.
Don't touch my camera.